Okay, our friends. So today, it's been a long time since we've done a sleepy time story, a bedtime story, and boy, have we got a good one for you today. We would love to read it to you, so grab your soft, snuggy things, snuggle up tight, grab your blankie, grab your stuffy. Let's do this. Today's story is called Sleepy Sheepy. It was written by Lucy Ruth Cummins. It's illustrated by Pete Oswald. And it is read today by Mommy and
Pete.
The apple eater?
I eat apples.
Mm-hmm.
Then I make into peas and I shoot little itty bitty peas.
Wow.
I guard your lawn.
You guard my lawn? Mm-hmm. That's so kind of you. I'm so glad. Thank you for joining me for this story. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Sleepy Sheepy was not sleepy. Oh no. We can see Sleepy Sheepy does look a little bit sleepy, but he's playing his keyboard guitar and eating cookies and painting. He doesn't look like he's sleeping at all. But it was time for bed. At least that's what the clock said.
Time for bed, my little cotton ball, says his mother.
Let's hit the hay, one and all, says his father.
But I can tell you something else about them. Both the mom and the dad look very, very tired, don't they? And they both have baby sheep, even smaller than Sleepy Sheepy, strapped to their bodies. But Sleepy Sheepy was not sleepy. And in the picture, we can see Sleepy Sheepy is jumping on the chairs and making a huge mess in the bathroom and skateboarding and maybe doing some karaoke. I don't understand what's happening here.
Not one more peep, my little sheep, says his mama.
You fluffed enough, Mr. Puff, says his papa.
Off we go,
say the parents as they march up the stairs with Sleepy Sheepy and the other babies. But Sleepy Sheepy, now quite weepy, was not sleepy. In fact, now he's flying down the laundry line, dropping the clean clothes on the floor. Yep. In fact, Sleepy Sheepy was wide awake.
This picture actually kind of looks like a labubu.
Does it? A little bit. But do you know what I think is very interesting here in this situation? Is that when you are wide awake, what do your eyes look like? Yeah, do your eyelids kind of droop down? No, but in the picture, this guy's eyelids are definitely droopy. Sleepy Sheepy would not sleepy. He was wired and absolutely not tired. So instead of bed, he built with blocks, knitted socks, and spun Ma and Pa Sheepy quite a yarn. And just then, Sleepy Sheepy yawned. That's usually a sign that you're tired. Did you know that?
See, said Ma Sheepy.
There, said Pa Sheepy.
Mm-hmm. So then they trotted softly, hoof in hoof, to his snuggly-wuggly big boy bed. But Sleepy Sheepy was still not sleepy. Oh, no. It was time for a nighttime snack. But his eyelids drooped. His shoulders stooped. His brain was pooped. Mm-hmm. Which usually means you need to go to sleep, right? And so instead he stood in front of the refrigerator and just stared. "Maybe," said Sleepy Sheepy quite sheepishly. "I'm a little bit tired." So Sleepy Sheepy got under the cozy covers. Ma Sheepy gave Sleepy Sheepy a kiss on his fluffy forehead. Pa Sheepy tucked his covers in quite tight, which felt just right. And by the time they turned out the light, Sleepy Sheepy was fast asleep. As well he should be, because in the late hours, you do need to go to sleep, don't you? Yes, absolutely you do. And we can see that it's dark. We can see that it's nighttime because there's the moon and the stars in his window. Oh, Sleepy Sheepy, off to bed with you. And off to bed with you too, sir. And off to bed with all of you, if it's bedtime.
All right. I just woke up 15 minutes ago. I'm at night duty.
You're on night duty now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we can find a book about that. And that, our dear friends, is...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.